I always like to think that I'm pretty on tech with things going on in the tech world. But one thing I'm late to the party on is Yahoo Pipes. Been around for quite a few years now. I think it might still be in beta technically. And what it allows you to do is take any RSS feed or content such as CSV and manipulate it and extract out certain information or combine that information together. The reason it's pretty cool is that on the new site, I'm trying to aggregate a lot of content, sometimes removing off duplicates, sometimes combining data. In other cases, the feed has extra information that I perhaps don't want. For instance, this boost just to try and test whether I can remove out the little image that I usually attach whenever it pulls out into the blog because it doesn't render correctly while still letting the embedded player and everything else be there. Chances of it working? Probably not well. It's taken me quite a while to get my head around Yahoo Pipes. It's like programming, so you still got your loops and recursions and you can do substrings and string replaces, etc. But it's all graphical. So you've got to think about it a little bit, and sometimes I'm not so good at thinking. For instance, it's taken me probably about the best part of an hour and a half to work out the best way to try and remove off this information. Hoping that it's going to work. I say Yahoo's a bit dodgy and a bit buggy now and again whenever I'm trying to do the replaces on the text, but it is quite good that you can debug as you go along and you can keep refreshing and changing stuff. So yeah, Yahoo Pipes are probably something I'll be talking more about. Might give a blog post about how I'm going around creating the site, but let's see what happens when I publish this.